Well, on Saturday morning, Benedict XVI concluded the first part of his pastoral visit to France, which began on Friday, 12th of September. He did so with an outdoor mass in Paris in front of the imposing complex of military buildings known as Les Invalides. Up to 200,000 people, including a number of government leaders, turned out to hear the Pope make an impassioned appeal for more vocations to the priesthood. Philippa Hitchin is travelling with the Pope and tells us more.
"We are not a church in ruins," declared the Archbishop of Paris, Cardinal André XXIII, to journalists at a press conference ahead of the Pope's arrival in France this week. Even if the principle of laïcité, or separation of political and religious life, remains the overriding rule, he said, there is a new interest in religion amongst people searching for points of reference in such a secular society. But other church leaders here admit that sharply declining numbers of practicing Catholics and a shortage of vocations pose huge challenges. Bishops Michel Dubost and Jean-Yves Riocreux, both from the Paris region, told me personally they were hoping this papal visit would strengthen and encourage Catholics who often find it hard to profess their faith in the public arena.
The encouragement by the Pope for the priests working very hard for the spread of the Gospels and the building of the Church, it will be very impressive.
It's the first visit of the Pope Benedict, but Cardinal Ratzinger was a man who came very often in France. The French people are going to be in love with this man, who is a very good catechist and who is able to say the faith in simple words, even if it's a great intellectual.
They were not to be disappointed. In his homily at the open-air mass on Saturday, Pope Benedict told the huge crowds of people gathered in front of the Hôtel des Invalides they should not be afraid to give their life to Christ.
N'ayez pas peur. N'ayez pas peur de donner votre vie au Christ.
Many of the young people present had spent the whole night camped out on the grass under the stars following an evening prayer vigil. And to them, he said, do not leave Christ's call unanswered, urging them to consider a vocation to the priesthood or religious life.
Rien ne remplacera jamais le ministère de prêtre au cœur de l'Église.
As the autumn sun shone down on the crowds facing a simple raised wooden altar, the Pope denounced the vain idols and false gods which turn people away from faith today, just as they did at the time of the early Christian Church. Money, power, and the thirst for possessions, he warned, continue to divert man from his true destiny.
L'argent, la soif de l'avoir, du pouvoir, et même du savoir, n'ont-ils pas détourné l'homme de sa fin véritable, de sa propre vérité?
Instead, we must use reason and faith to free ourselves from these false idols and to seek the eternal values of joy and hope that are found in the message of salvation. Cheering, flag-waving crowds jostled around the Pope Mobile at the end of the Mass. And lined the leafy boulevards to catch a glimpse of the Pope before he left Paris, bound for Lourdes in the afternoon. Church leaders here will be hoping that after all the excitement has died down, those same people will take the Pope's words seriously to heart and perhaps find the courage and conviction to breathe new vitality into the Church in this secular nation. In France, with Pope Benedict, I'm Philippa Hitchin.